Welcome to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. The podcast is produced for leaders, young and experienced, in ministry and the marketplace. Now, let's join Dr. Steve Green as we seek to be led by the Holy Spirit so we might lead others according to God's purpose.
Welcome back to Green Lines. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. You know, when I was young, I played with trains. I had HO trains and N-scale trains and even had a few O-scale trains. If you remember those things, they were great big. But I had them around when my kids were at home, and I got to thinking about them the other day, and I was thinking there's a tremendous analogy in the power of a train, because a lot of times I would just have an engine running around that track. I didn't have the whole train. I just would play with the engine because the cars would always fall off. They'd make a curve too fast because I had the throttle all the way down, and they'd go and usually would fall off. So I started having more fun just getting engines and running those around the track. So what does that have to do with leadership? Well, I'll clue you in on that just after this word from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Evangelical Christian Credit Union. What you believe matters, and what you value matters, so where you bank should matter too. At ECCU, every dollar you spend or save is supporting ministry, like loans to churches and banking services for missionaries. Ask yourself, what does your current bank do with your money? If you don't know the answer or you don't like the answer, it might be time for a change. Visit www.eccu.org to see ECCU's competitive checking, savings, credit cards, and auto loans. That's eccu.org. Or call 1-800-634-ECCU to learn more about how your money can build ministry.
So how does a train represent the role of a leader? Well, first of all, I'd like you to think of yourself as a train. Just yourself as a leader, think of yourself as a train. And imagine you're the engine. That's not hard to figure out. The engine's in front. Although I like to see leaders in the back pushing forward, not having to be, come on, guys, let's take the hill. Come on, follow me. But really in the back, cheering, believing. It's not about fear, not in a militaristic sense, but leading in a way that encourages people to find their own path, to move forward, to find another way there, instead of mandating, this is the way we do it. This is my path. Do it my way or the highway. Well, maybe the train tracks go a little bit differently than a highway would go because of other obstacles. And I want you to think of yourself anyway as that train, and we know then that the engine carries all the power. And it would seem very silly to me, as when I was playing with trains when I was little, for that train to go around the track and just keep making loops and having really done nothing. A very powerful train, capable of pulling lots and lots. Steel on steel is friction. It takes so much to get that energy moving to move a locomotive. And then to tag on train cars at the back end of it just adds a lot of weight. So it takes more friction. But once it's moving, it's so loose, it's powerful, it's fast, and takes a long time to stop it as well, which I kind of like. That if you get a good train moving, it takes a long time to stop it. Getting it started, there's the rub. Getting that thing moving. And think about that as a leader. How difficult is it for you to get your team started? And then to maintain that speed seems a little bit easier. Slowing it down, it's tough for a competitor to slow down a good team. A team is moving with locomotion. The job of that leader is to keep throwing coal into that fire, to keep the fuel burning hot, to keep making that steam engine make steam. And as they do that, the train's going to make a lot more progress. But if I'm a train on the track and I'm thinking of myself in that way, I realize that every train has a starting point. It'd be a really good idea if leaders had a starting point, if they knew where they were, what they wanted to start from. Let's say you're leading a new project. Most of you are probably thinking about your Easter programs right now and what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. Maybe you've already done it. You already got it planned and you're finished. But whatever the next project is, you have to identify the starting point. Now, Stephen Covey has said forever in Seven Habits to begin with the end in mind, and that's a really good point. You can think about where that train is going. That's great. But let's start first with knowing where the train is sitting right now, because it's not going to jump up and move itself. We got to use train track to move it. We've got to use company policy. We've got to use this is how we do things here. This is what we got to do that the board says we got to do. So we got to kind of move in order, but we can move. We can get the train going on a new place if we can get it moving. The second thing we've got is the path of travel. When you get on a track, you've got a path. I've got a path to completion. It's a path that will get me where I'm trying to go. You may not know all the stops yet. You probably do if you're an experienced engineer on a train. You've got a pretty good idea where you're going and how you're going to get there. The third point is you do have a destination. You do know where that train's going to end up. You know when you're off work as you've arrived at the final stop of that train. It doesn't stop until then. My job as a leader is never finished until the destination of leadership is achieved. And who knows when that is. I'm thinking about it in terms of what we're trying to get done. I've got to remind my team on a daily basis, this is where we're going. A person who loses why has lost their way. So a train will stay on a track. It won't lose its way. And the why is pretty obvious. We got to get to the last stop. We got to get every piece of coal off the track or all the lumber out the back. We got to do all those things before we can call it a day. And here's something that may surprise you, and that's the train has a schedule. Even a freight train has a place where they got to get that lumber, or they got to get the coal, or they've got to get the oil, or the whatever else is loaded onto the train that day. They've got a schedule to meet. Maybe it's an Amtrak and people are on it and they've got to get from Philly to New York City at a certain time. Obviously, those people expect to get to work on time. They depend upon that train to get them there. But ask yourself this. If I've got a schedule, what comes next is knowing why people will get on that train. What is the real reason they're getting on that train? And that's to get somewhere. They've got to get. That's their why. I've got to get to work. I'm getting on a train to do it. Instead of driving a car or riding a bus, I'm going to get on a train. My why is to get to my destination. I know where I'm going. I want to get there. It's real simple. The train is going somewhere the passengers want to go. The train is going somewhere the coal has got to go. They don't have a feeling about this thing. They just ride until they get where they're going. People know why they're on it. If I walked up to 100 passengers on an Amtrak and said, why are you on this train? They'd say, you get to work. Or to get to grandmother's house, or just to get to New York City, just to have some fun, they would have a why. They would be, therefore, willing to give up their personal schedule, their what's important to them today. They'd give up everything just to get on the train and to meet that schedule. Have you seen people running down the street trying to catch a train, trying to get to, if you live in New York, you have. But they're trying to get to that place to give up their schedule, to stress themselves out. All of you have taken an airplane. I can shift the analogy quick. Well, we all run through airports because we got to get there. We got to get where we're going. It's going. That plane's going somewhere that I want to go. So I want to think about that. And I'm going to take this analogy not one step further and say, how do you change people then? That if you're leading people, how do you get them to want to go where you're going? Well, first of all, in the hire, I've got to make sure they want to go where I'm going. That this is where we're going. You want to come along? You're not the right person to get on that bus or that train or that airplane, whatever mode of transportation tickles your fancy. You're not part of this unless you want to go where it's going. But when you say, I'm a part of this vision of this church, of this nonprofit, of this business, I want to go where you're going. I want to go with you. In fact, I must. I've been appointed by God to do this. I feel so compelled, so called to do it that I'll get on the train and I'll wait for the train to move. I don't care what time it leaves. I'm going to be there. I want to be on it. I get it. I want to be a part of it. And so I'll do whatever I have to do. I'll make personal sacrifices. I'll change my schedule. I'll do whatever I have to do in order to serve. Now, that's what we want. Wouldn't that be ideal if we had that kind of person, someone that was mission-driven, not personal schedule driven, not I want, I need, I got, me, that entitlement group. How do we get people to do what we want them to do? We got to make sure they get on the right train, that they want to go where we're going. And that's a leadership function right at the beginning, to spend as much time on the front end making sure that people want to go where this organization's going. Knowing that and doing all that you can do to continue to repeat that message to get your people, the right people on that train, headed there. If you've got some people that have been on the train for a while and they're not really sure they still want to stay on the train, there's a next stop coming up pretty quick. We can help them off the train. Nobody's mad. You just got to somewhere else. Now you can get another train. It'll be coming by. This is a big train track. There'll be other trains come by. Jump on one of those. God bless you. Have a great day. Nothing wrong with that. I have had the misfortune of having to dismiss people from a company before, and I've had them call me 6 months to a year later saying, you won't believe how happy I am. and I found what I really was supposed to do, and I never would have done it if you wouldn't have made me do it. And you did me a favor. I knew I didn't belong there anymore, but I didn't know what to do about it. And you helped me. That's what we want. As leaders, we want to help people get what they need. Be on the right bus, whatever that one is. Be on the right train. My job as a leader is to align people with the job and the mission. I have to assume if you're here, you're in focus, you're going where we're going. We're in alignment. See, when a train gets out of alignment, it derails. It'll fall off the tracks. And I've been in organizations where there were enough naysayers in the company that caused the train to come off the tracks. We lost our why. We lost our way. We had no true north. The train had no direction. Fall off the tracks. But when we re-up and we rethink in our daily prayer, our daily meetings, our huddles, whatever you do with your staff, most of our time has got to be spent reminding people this is who we are, this is where we're going, this is your part of the mission. And if you don't throw coal on the train, if you don't do what you're supposed to do on that train, we begin to get out of alignment. And it's just a matter of time before we lose our focus. So that's something I'd like you to think about as a leader, is what you're doing to get a good starting point and communicate that. Make sure that you communicate your path of travel, that you have a destination, and that you have a schedule that is well known and well respected by the people that are trying to get to their final destination. Why do they get on the train? Because they're going where the train's going. You've been listening to Green Lines. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you. Hi, this is Steve Green again. I wanted you to know that there are more podcasts available right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. We've got a great podcast from Jennifer LeClaire, one that I highly recommend. And did you know that we do a daily newscast? We call it A Daily News Story Well Told. I think you'll like our reader, Jenny Rose. She's not a reader, she's a storyteller. I think you'll really enjoy her podcast, and you can find them here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to Green Lines.
Thank you for listening to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast. If you would like to read Dr. Green's blog, visit www.ministrytodaymag.com. This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.